to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. We are visiting with Tristan Azbay. He is the Deputy Secretary of the Super Ministry for Human Capacities of the Government of Hungary with the portfolio of aiding persecuted Christians. He is a Hokie, a PhD from Virginia Tech, and diplomat who has served his country in the Middle East, notably in Israel, but a very, very impressive young man focusing on a global problem of the genocidal and other horrific actions that are being taken against Christians. And I wanted just to pick up on something we touched on in that last block, Tristan, and that was what's happening inside Europe at the moment and the threat that your government perceives to, Christianity and Christian civilization there as a result of the immigration crisis and what is flowing from it.
We usually link our humanitarian policy in the Middle East and in the crisis regions to our migration policy in the European Union. So you should know that from the first day of this recent migration crisis, Hungary got hit really hard, as we are the first member state country of the European Union on the southeastern migration route, talking about the main block of the European Union. So, and we have seen what happened on our borders. So even those supporters of mass migration, such as some political parties in Brussels and in Western governments, and also some organizations like the Open Societies Foundations, they try to portray this migration flow as a flow of refugee families. But we have seen in the Hungarian border is that it didn't look like that at all. It looked like more like an invasion of usually young single men coming from not only from the Middle East, but from other regions of Asia where there is no war going on. They came from the economic benefits of the European Union. Now, on the Hungarian border, on the peak, we had thousands of illegal migrants crossing the border every day. And the situation became unbearable. So we tried to fulfill our obligations imposed on us by the European Union of protecting the external border of the European Union. And this is something that will resonate very well in the United States. We built a fence at the border. And in the course of one day, the number of illegal migrants crossing into Hungary and therefore the area of the European Union decreased from thousands to zero a day. So it worked.
Walls can, in fact, make a significant difference. And Tristan, as you've been working on this, you have, of course, been buffeted by the reality that this is a project that is being enabled by Turkey. I'm struck by the fact that Turkey is attacking Christians in Syria as we speak, on the one hand, and you've been also under some considerable pressure from the European Union not to have a fence and not to impede the flow of these migrants. You may not be able to talk about this in much detail, but I welcome your thoughts because they bear on the future of Europe, really, don't they?
Yes, it's true. And let me add one thing to that. Once we have fulfilled our obligations to protect the external borders of the European Union, we were somewhat expecting recognition for that. I mean, we were following EU policy. And instead of that, what we experienced was quite the contrary. We received criticism for our strict but right immigration policy. We have been called inhumane, barbaric. We have been even called racist, which is utterly unjust. It's not right. But so maybe I can make up for this bad PR we have received for only doing our fulfilling our responsibilities and tell you that what we do in the Middle East and in the crisis regions, namely reconstruction and humanitarian aid, is something we consider as an alternative to the migration policy of Brussels and some Western countries, namely that sort of migration policy that would take the masses inside Europe. Instead of bringing the problem to Europe and to the Western world, we are believing to take the help where the problem is, take the help to the source region of migration. So that is our main position, and this is our main point.
Well, this is, an important insight for our country as well, because what President Trump, of course, has been trying to do is to exercise control of our borders to prevent an invasion, if you will, even if it's of a smaller scale, from bringing into this country people who, as he put it, don't share our values, seek to mutate our country beyond recognition. In fact, in the case of the most problematic, to force us to submit to their doctrine, I think is best described as Sharia supremacism. And whether this is happening in the Middle East or whether this is happening in Europe or whether this is happening in this country, it is a very serious threat to this civilization we have known and prized for its attachment to Judeo-Christian values and traditions and institutions. Let me ask you in closing, as we finish this conversation, there is an effort underway now with, I think, Hungary's very strong leadership to forge a broader sort of regional awareness of these issues and willingness to challenge the political correctness and to secure borders and to, well, to some extent, defy the diktat of Brussels and the European Union. It's known, I guess, as the Visegrad Group. It seems to be expanding. The Austrians, I think, have got a new government that sounds like they may wish to be part of this or at least align with it. Even Bavaria in Germany has signaled sympathies along these lines. Your thoughts about what this might mean in terms of new Europe sort of holding fast and perhaps enabling old Europe to do rather better as well?
Yes, we are seeing European immigration policy and politicians' positions split into two, really. We have some Western European politicians and governments who support migration. Perhaps it has to do with them being colonizing powers in the world earlier, so they are more open to masses coming into European countries from other cultures, cultures other than the Christian-rooted cultures. But there is another opinion which is stronger and stronger in Eastern European Union member states and eventually some Central European Union member states as well. And the idea is that we have seen what mass migration can cause. We have seen the parallel societies forming in some European countries. We have seen the no-go zones forming. And we have also seen terrorism, GRD terrorism rising in the European Union. And we want to protect our nations and our countries and our people from that. Therefore, we want to have the right to choose who we want to live with. It's that simple.
It is that simple, and yet it is seemingly so complicated for so much of the world, and that's because, I guess, of this notion of submission to these folks who would impose that kind of Sharia program on us if they can. I'm so grateful to you for your time today, Tristan Özbay, and for the leadership that you and your government are providing on so many of these really important issues. I commend you for your service as Deputy Secretary of State for the aid of persecuted Christians in Hungary, and I hope that we'll be able to continue this conversation often in 2018. Your leadership is needed here as well as there. God bless you, sir. We'll talk with you again soon. I hope we'll talk with the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.